You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Kasama po natin ngayon ang natatanging Pilipinong atleta sa larong soccer o Euro football na naglaro sa Division 1 ng Professional League sa Germany at maging sa Australia. At ang pride ng Brisbane at tinaguri ang Mr. Football ng Pilipinas, si Mr. Elmer Lacnet Bitia. Magandang araw sa iyo, Elmer.
Hi, magandang araw, Celeste. Thanks for having me, especially sa SBS at sa mga lahat na tagapagkinig sa radyo ng SBS.
Maraming salamat sa pagpapaunlak mo sa kabila ng busy weekend. Ikaw, Elmer, ikaw naman ang pag-usapan natin. No? Bihasang-bihasa ka sa mga paligsahan. No, ikaw ba ay bilang isang atleta, have you always been, simula sa football ba, ikaw ay competitive in nature o ikaw ay sumabak sa football just for enjoyment?
Well, as far as you know, sa Philippines, Barutak Nuevo is the football capital of the Philippines where I was, where I came from. And ang mga bata doon, they start at the age of 5 years old to kick the ball. And we are the product of Coca-Cola Go for Goal. And it's a good way na mag-travel pabalik sa Pilipinas to help the kids through my academy.
Elmer, ikaw ang kauna-unahan at natatanging Pilipinong atleta sa larong soccer or Euro football na nakapaglaro sa professional league sa Germany at maging dito sa Australia. Kailan ka ba nagsimulang maglaro ng football, Elmer?
Well, I start when I was 9 years old. Simply back in the 70s, sa hirap ng buhay, kaya yung ginagawa namin na bola ay yung niyog. And I was so lucky na I was connected to some people to make me what I am. So sa mga German ko na coach, and I think I'm so lucky to bring my family here to the best country, one of the best country in the world through football.
Nagsimula ka mag-compete to sa gulang na 11 years old, hindi ba? For the Philippine National Youth Team bago ka naglaro sa National Football League, the now defunct National Football League. Pagkatapos nito, you were signed up to play for the Philippine Air Force Football Club. Can you tell us of that experience?
I was 18 and I decided to join the Air Force through my football. I was enlisted as a airman and served for 5 years with them before I went to Australia. But I started when I was 17. I was selected to go to Germany with the RPO. At the time, we are the first Filipino that joined the Philippine team to play in Germany. So we are so lucky with this game, we've been changed our life.
Then in 1991, you played in the Southeast Asian Games kung saan naganap ang makasaysayang panalo ng Pilipinas laban sa Malaysia. Tama ba, Elmer? That's quite a historical event for Philippine sports. Kung ikaw ba ay may maibabahaging aral o mahalagang memorya sa mga kabataan na natutunan mo nung araw na yon, and that very moment, what would that be?
Well, at the moment, I was already playing here sa Australia. And I sold my car to join the national team just to join and represent the Philippine team on that year, 91. And we play against Malaysia for semifinal. And simply, I was away for a while. And at that game, nakita ko na very tension against Malaysia. And a coach decide to put me in after 15 minutes, and we make one goal. I do some one-on-one and pass it to Pidedero and make a goal. So that's one of the best result from the Southeast Asian Games, as far as I know. And one thing I can say to the kids nowadays na mahalin nila ang ginagawa nila sa kanilang buhay, especially sa school. And football is one of the instrument na makatulong sa kanila, hindi lang sa pag lalaro, kundi nagtuturo ng disiplina sa buhay ng mga bata. So we always implement na ang football is one of the special thing that can change your life.
Most of your life, you've pretty much lived with a team, no? You've been working with the team and you have always had a competitive edge as an athlete. Para sa mga kabataan gustong malaman, paano ba ako magiging competitive at saka paano ba ako magiging team player? Paano ba ginagawa yun, Elmer?
Football is not an individual game. Siyempre, to do this as a team game, kailangan mayroon kayong parang pamilya. Like, you treat them like a brothers outside and inside the field. And that's camaraderie and that's the start of being a good team and make the team to be a champion. At sa mga bata ngayon, kailangan din talaga na mag-suporta ang magulang sa kanila kasi mahirap din na maggustuhan ng bata tapos yung magulang hindi mag-suporta. So it's either the parents to help them and they will give a good result for sure.
Nung ikay nakapanayam namin, kung naalala mo, nakapanayam ka namin dito sa isang programa, dito sa isang community radio station dito sa Brisbane, maybe over a year ago, maybe even 2 years ago. Naalala mo ba yun? Kamo sa interview na is mong ibahagi sa mga kabataan sa Pilipinas ang mga knowledge and skills mo sa laro. Sa tingin mo, bakit ba importante para sa mga, sa gobyerno, sa to give attention or support sa sports para sa mga kabataan, lalong-lalo na sa football, ano? Ano nga bang benepisyo may bibigay nun sa paghubog ng mga kabataan?
Well, yun ang diferensya sa Pilipinas through sport, no? Because the government, as far as I know, during our time, wala talagang support at kulang tayo sa mga paluap kung paano i-guide ang mga bata. So, kailangan talaga na importante ang suporta ng gobyerno para the sport will go on, no? At saka halimbawa the Philippine Football Federation has to coordinate with some government sector. Hopefully it will fix. At sa tingin ko naman na mayroong pag-asa.
Ngayon darating na Sabado, meron kang football clinic para sa mga tsikiting dito, mga Pinoy, between 5 to 12 years old. Natuturuan ni Mr. Football dito sa Brisbane. Ano bang maasahan ng mga pamilya doon? Could you tell us more?
Yeah. Well, this coming Saturday, sa May 25, you join the fund for celebration the cultural diversity of Queensland. Through food, music, dancing, and of course, I was involved to do the football clinic. The current president of the Filipino of Queensland, si Celso Mudyo. So I'll be there about 8:30 to show the showcase for the kids na how to enjoy the football. So sana mga parents nanawagan ako na to come down and see, they can leave their kids doon sa clinic ko and they can enjoy the food. And hopefully we can have some kids na one day if they are good in their football, I can help them to go to Philippines to study. And one of these project probably for involvement in this event probably to find some kids that really wants to play soccer, and it can take them somewhere for sure.
Maraming salamat sa pagpapaunlak mo sa amin dito sa SBS Radio Filipino.
We'll see you on Saturday sa Sunnybank High School for this event. Thank you and God bless from Mr. Football.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.